All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Today is December 4th, 2025. It is 2:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Ben, your chair, you want to start?
Ben Ferry, board chair.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Matt Rasband, secretary.
Ryan Pullman, developer.
Shelby Clymer, CLA, district accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to have a public hearing relating to the adoption of the 2026 budget. So, with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Ben.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, board, we are now in a public hearing, and it's to take any possible public comment relating to the 26 budget. So with that, I'll turn it over to Shelby to walk through the budget for us.
All right, thanks, Michael. So, board, David had reviewed this budget with you at the last meeting. I'm just going to do kind of a quick overview. My understanding where there are no changes discussed, so this is the same version that you reviewed at that point. So really quickly with the general fund, total expenditures here, about 51,000. That covers your accounting and legal costs, as well as the annual audit that will be a requirement moving forward, and then an estimate for annual insurance costs. We have a transfer out of $8,000 that represents the paying agent fees to UMB as the bond trustee. And all of those are anticipated to be covered through the working capital fund that was funded at the time of the bond issuance. Next page is the debt service fund for the special assessment bonds. So these were the bonds issued earlier this year. We have in estimated assessment revenues. This is just to cover scheduled interest and principal payments after the capitalized interest is used. Doesn't factor in any assessment prepayments. So to the extent that there are lot sales that trigger a prepayment requirement next year, we can always amend the budget at that point. Expenditures just represent the scheduled interest payment on those bonds, again to be paid from capitalized interest, and then the paying agent fee again to UMB. Next page is the debt service fund for the property tax bonds. So these are the ones we're hoping to close on very soon. So for 2026, we have put in the city impact fees. This is based on the forecast that we've done with the help of, Dee Davidson and the city and all of you. So that's just kind of an estimated figure at this point based on those numbers. Estimated interest income. And then on the expenditure side, again, an anticipated scheduled interest payment on those bonds, and then the annual fee to UMB. Then last page here is the capital projects fund. So what we've done here is basically factored in the bond issuance proceeds as estimated for this additional bond issuance. We have the bond issue costs that would be paid right at closing. And then we've just kind of shown all of those project funds being spent in 2026. So to the extent there's changes in timing of all of that, again, we have the ability to amend the budget as needed. And once, we have final numbers for 2025, we can convene in early 2026 to amend that if needed. So any questions? I know that was very quick and high level, but any questions?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. With that, I don't show any members of the public that are on the call. So, with that and no questions, I can take a motion to close the public hearing.
I motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Ben.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Matt Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, let's put back up the agenda. So, next up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our last meeting, November 6th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I'm good with them.
Yeah, they
Okay.
looked accurate.
Could I get a motion, one of you two?
A motion to approve the board meetings from last time.
Thanks, Matt.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Ben. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right. This is basically the same resolution that we did last year or earlier this year. So this resolution adopts the budget. Now, right now, I show 0 mills for the property tax bonds that are coming up. Depending on when we close, if we close this year, then we can levy the mill levy. If we don't close in this calendar year, we cannot. So if we do, we can come back at any point before June 22nd. We can do an amendment to the budget. Well, actually, yeah, it would probably be an amendment where we would adopt the actual mill levy. So again, it's going to be up to you guys. And Ryan, you could weigh in on this as well. If we do the mill levy prior to you guys starting to sell homes, then you're going to be the ones paying the taxes, right, on the mill levy. If we're able to sell homes and get it to where we have people in, then they would be the ones to pick it up. So you kind of have your choice if we adopt the mill levy now, or we wait to see when the bonds fund. We have some time to figure that out, but at some point we need to decide when we're going to pull the trigger.
I'll let Matt and Ben chime in on timing. I don't know exactly what if they have deals under contract or when those prospective closings would be. I know there's houses in the air, but you guys have a preference there, Matt or Ben?
Yeah, we don't have any closings imminent in the next 30 days, so I think the bond should be funded by then, so we can wait.
Okay, Shelby, do you know in the forecast when it was proposed to start the mill levy?
Yeah, I was just going to touch on that. The forecast and the bond documents would require the district to certify in 2026. So it would be my recommendation to just go ahead and put in the 6 mills now. And then if something happened with the bond issuance, I think then we could kind of come back and amend to zero, but it would be a requirement. Even if we close early in 2026.
Well, the only problem with early in 26 is it has to be, the bonds would have to be in place by the first of the year. Well, I could talk to the tax commission. Maybe they would let us do it. But traditionally, the county auditors require it to be done by January 1st. Now, the tax commission can override them, but I'll put it in for right now. And we can circle back up. I can talk to Matt over at the tax commission and see how he wants to handle it. So, all right, we'll do it with the mill levy then in. Sound okay to everybody?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with that then, what I would need is a motion to approve resolution 2025-07 approving the 26 budget.
I motion to approve resolution 2025-07 with the f final budget for 2026.
Thanks, Ben.
I second.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that's unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. So if we keep it on the first Thursday at 2 o'clock, this would be what it looks like. Everybody comfortable with these dates? Obviously, we can change them if we need to, but we just have to post something on the website.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve this meeting schedule?
I motion
I
to
motion.
approve this meeting schedule.
Thanks,
I
Ben.
second.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, Shelby will be talking to us about CLA's engagement for 26. They renew them every year. And then the district auditor. So, Shelby.
Thanks. So as Michael said, we do require an annual renewal of our statement of work. So there's no changes to the scope or the deliverables. Kind of only difference for 2026 is that we'd have, kind of that full complete year for the first time, whereas 2025 was still a bit of a partial year. So happy to cover this in any detail. The one change to the SOW that I would point out is that we are proposing fixed fee for 2026, and this kind of applies to really all districts that we're working with. So you'll likely see these on some others as well. So based on the scope and just kind of circumstances of the district, we've proposed here 17,100. There is the 5% technology and client support fee. With all of that, we would be within the $18,000 that was included in the budget that you all just approved. So again, we feel like this just simplifies the billing both for CLA and for the district. You know what to expect month after month in terms of approvals and kind of what that covers. So, but of course, happy to open up for discussion if there's concerns with that approach.
So with this approach, does it generally follow the same kind of monthly or quarterly fee schedule we would have been on in last year's format, or 20, not last year, but this year's ending format?
I think, Ben, what we see when we bill time and materials is that there's just more fluctuations month over month based on the timing of the work, especially with like the budgets and then the audits that just fall once a year. So this would just kind of keep it even. We would do equal monthly installments of the annual fee.
All right, sounds good.
Any other questions?
All right, board, if you guys are good, what I need is a motion then to approve the CLA engagement for 2026.
I motion to approve the CLA engagement for 2026.
Thanks, Ben.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Matt Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, on to district auditor.
Okay. So this is just kind of a matrix of the three proposals that we received for the district. So Haney and Company, HBME, and Hinton Burdick. Just a couple of notes, Haney and Company and Hinton Burdick. I kind of noted here, both of those do approximately half of kind of the PIDs and the IFDs, at least that Michael and I have both been working with. Think that they're both, great firms, different price points here. I would say Haney and Company in this last year has, I think, struggled a little bit more just in terms of responsiveness and just some capacity issues on their side. HBME is a firm that we kind of threw into the mix this year, just trying to expand that pool to help with some of those capacity issues that the firms have been dealing with. So they have not really done PIDs to date, though they have been engaged with a couple that we've worked with. So we'll have some of that experience moving forward. So maybe I'll pause there. Michael, do you want to kind of add any additional context to either?
Yeah, so I agree with what Shelby said. Hinton Burdick, I haven't talked to him, McKay, specifically. I hadn't seen this proposal until now, but I've talked to him about a couple other districts and asked why they're so much higher. And what he said was, in this past year, there's just been kind of a lag getting information. So he has lowered costs on other districts down to be comparable with the HBME number, providing that we can get all of the information they need over to them by that early March deadline. So if we're able to do that, I would be able to. So, Shelby, I'm pretty sure you guys will be able to do that. So, I can call him back and see if I can get him down. The other ones I've talked to him about, he's gotten down to that 8,500 ballpark. mean, I don't know why he did 85-10 on one of them. I was like, really? $10? Come on. But if you guys want to stay with one of these as is, like HB ME, or if you guys are okay, I could give him a call as soon as we're done, see if I can get him down. The issue I would say that you guys need to weigh out is one of the things Shelby said. These guys are familiar with how PIDs are set up and IFDs are set up, so they're kind of familiar overall. Where HBME, this would be they're new into this area. Not saying that's a bad thing. Competition kind of keeps prices down and drives things down. So completely up to you guys. I would say don't get too big of a sticker shock at the 97.5, but or 97.50. I could get him down, but looking at that, I don't think I could get him down to the 85. That's a pretty big drop.
Any initial thoughts, board?
I mean, we obviously have to get this approved, guys. I don't know what that process is like and what our timeline is like. If you're going to call, McKay and he says what he says and we have to get back on here and do it, like, do we have a timeline for that or does this need to be approved pretty quick?
The sooner the better, obviously. That way we can get the engagement signed and then Shelby and team can start getting everything ready to get over to them. What we could do is approve it based on me getting back to you the if there is a new estimate from Hinton Burdick, we would email exchange, make sure everybody's comfortable with which one to go, and then authorize you, Ben, to sign based on getting that additional information. So really, it would hinge on you being able to sign once everybody's comfortable.
I mean, I'm happy to go through that process. I don't necessarily want to have to come back for another board meeting as much as I love every one of you. So I mean, I'm fine on those conditions and I don't know what, Matt, both Matt's think. Like if we got him verdict to 9K or something, right? I think we would all probably be comfortable just signing that. Do you guys think anything different?
No, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach, Ben. Because as Michael pointed out, we need to be able to get started kind of shortly after the beginning of the year, just in terms of timing and all of that. So sounds appropriate to me.
And the new rules for auditors, I don't know if they've been in place for a long time. I would have thought so, but technically they're not supposed to start on an audit till they have an engagement. In times past, they've done the work and they just wouldn't release the audit until they had the engagement. But in talking with McKay, he's like, Shelby, I don't know if you know, but I guess there was some new rule this last year that they technically can't start until they have the engagement signed.
Yeah, I think we do that. Give us your best work, Michael. We'll see what we get him down to. And if we get him, somewhere in that 85 to 9,000 range, then I'll sign for it.
Okay. I'll take that as a motion then, Ben.
Yep, motion to approve it on those conditions.
Okay, perfect.
I second the motion if needed.
Okay, thanks, Lewis. I'm just going to call you two by your last names. How's that?
Great.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right. Last thing. So every year we have to do the open and public meetings training. It's required state statute. Really, the state auditor is the one who pushes it. So give me 5 minutes and we'll get done. So.
Yeah.
All right, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. So, all of the district's business needs to be conducted in a public setting. The public has to be able to participate. We need to allow them time for public comment. Now, public comment, we're going to say typically is going to be 3 minutes. But, Ben, as chair, you have the authority to move that number back and forth if you need. Doubt we'll ever have anybody, but just in case. We have to have a quorum of the board, obviously, so two of the three of you have to be there to participate. We cannot take any action unless we have a quorum. We have to post an annual meeting schedule. The reason why we post the annual meeting schedule on the public notice website is so that the public has one place to go to look for all governmental entities. So they can look for notices, agendas, all of the accompanying agenda documents and packet with it. So there's the one place that they can go. People can sign up so they get alerts. So anytime we post anything related to the district, they'll get that update, be able to, find the Zoom link, see what the agenda items are, all of those things. So with the notice, we have to list the date, the time, and the place for the meeting. We have to post the agenda, and the agenda has to have what's called reasonable specificity. So take today's agenda. We have the budget resolution. We couldn't just say a resolution of the board. We have to say it's a budget resolution, if that makes sense. So that the public knows specifically or to greater specificity what it is that we're going to talk about. We also have to list the Zoom link. We have an electronic meetings policy, is that's what allows us to use Zoom or Teams to do everything electronically. The one thing we do have to have with that is somebody at the anchor location. That's why Christy's always there. Also, if the public needs to a place to call into, then they can call there. She can keep them on the conference call so they can participate as needed. So the notices require for a normal meeting, special meeting, they require a 24-hour notice. If we're going to do a public hearing that relates to our district, which would be the budget hearings, they are a 7-day notice. We keep minutes and we do recordings of the meeting. So the recordings need to be posted within 72 hours of the meeting. And then when we approve the final minutes, those need to be posted within 3 days as well. And the written minutes are what's considered to be the official minutes for the district. There is a potential we could go into a closed session, be super rare. I want to say in the 3 years, there's been two meetings or two districts that have gone into closed sessions. In order to go into a closed session, we have to post that. And we also have to have two-thirds of the board approved to go into the closed session. The things that we can go into a closed session for pretty narrow. They would be strategy sessions dealing with pending or imminent litigation, collective bargaining issues. If we're going to do an appraisal, purchase, or sell of any property, any water rights, water shares, anything like that, we could go into closed session to talk about the strategy for those. So we didn't give away a price. How were we going to deal with any of those things? We could go into closed for the develop or deployment of any security issues. So any security personnel, devices, systems, we could close for that. If we needed to do an investigation regarding any criminal misconduct or allegations, we could go into closed for that. If there were going to be any protected items through the procurement policy or business related issues, like how you guys were planning to do something from the development side, we could go into closed to talk about whether on a grandma request we were going to release that kind of information. I'll just tell you up front, we're going to say no to any of those kinds of things. In a closed session, we're not able to take final votes on anything, on any resolution, rules, regulations. We cannot like interview people to fill appointments or elected officials. We can't do any of that stuff in a closed session. Closed sessions have to be recorded, and we do keep minutes. But those are kept confidential. The only way somebody from the public could gain access to a closed session would be they would have to go to court and a judge would have to do an order to open up the minutes for that closed session. So that's your training for the year. You guys have any questions?
Thank you for the training.
Yep, that covers you for the year. That way, you don't have to take the online version, which I've never done it, but I hear it's not fun. So, Okay, you guys have anything for us? Okay, I will call McKay as soon as we hang up and I'll let you know, Ben, what he says.
Appreciate it.
All right, last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Thanks, Ben.
In second.
Thanks, Razban. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, good to see you guys. Have a good holiday.